Hi, this is Matt Grant. You're listening to the Malware Report with Randy Abrams. Hi, Randy. Thanks for being here.
Well, thanks for having me back, Matt.
You know, I wanted to chat today about the Cinewalt Trojan. RSA Fraud Action Research Lab recently discovered that login information for about 300,000 online bank accounts, about a quarter of a million credit debit card accounts, had been gathered by a cybercrime gang over the past 3 years using the Cinewalt Trojan. Can you tell us a little bit more about this Trojan?
Sure. Cinewalt is one of many, many password-stealing Trojans that, in this case, is really, really advanced. The Trojan, when it gets installed on a victim's computer, will capture an amazing amount of information, mostly passwords and user account information, and then it'll upload it to a variety of places. And in the case of RSA, they found one of the drop spots, and I'm not sure if it's specifically where some versions of the Trojan sent the information to, or if it was potentially an aggregation site where the gang behind Cinewalt aggregates the data, collects it, because it probably is going to a variety of different places. Typically, it's not terribly long before we find out where data is being sent and can manage to shut down the site. But the bad guys know that, so they'll put some randomization in, and some of the Trojan clients may send to different places, or they may know that the information is going to be discovered, so aggregate it somewhere else. And it looks like RSA found one of the major drop spots. It's not very uncommon, actually, for researchers to discover a huge number of records related to phishing and similar attacks.
Yeah, no, according to RSA, I guess the account information, it's been stolen since at least February of 2006, uninterrupted, and includes email and FTP accounts. I mean, how can this sort of thing continue without someone getting caught when law enforcement has been contacted and, you know, made aware of it?
It's not always a really simple matter to figure out exactly where things are going. They can be redirected, the traffic can be encrypted, which means you have to find a way to break into the encryption to see exactly where it's going.
Yeah.
They're making stuff pretty silent nowadays. They don't want to be discovered.
Right.
So, you know, there's a lot of stuff out there. So if you have a city with 10 million people and you've got two criminals, it's pretty easy to track those two criminals. If you've got 150,000 criminals, some of them are going to slip through the cracks.
I mean, have you seen an attack go on for several years like this one?
Code Red's still out there. I mean, a lot of these things don't go away. A lot of the things might actually be going on and just look different because the people writing them are changing them. 3 years is not a very long time on the internet for an attack, an automated attack such as a Trojan or a virus or a worm to continue operating. And seeing the storm worm, it's a couple years old already.
Yeah,
and
very true.
We see it rise and fall in prevalence, but I don't think it's going to be gone anytime soon.
Good point. Do you know, is there a particular organization that that this is tied to, or ties to?
I don't know which specific organization. It's quite likely it's a variety of organizations collaborating, because one of the things about getting credit card and debit card information is it actually takes a pretty sophisticated network to exploit it for profit. You have to have the mules, people that are collecting the money. These are the expendable people. These are the people that law enforcement are likely to find first, because the criminal masterminds don't want to get caught, so they give someone else a small amount of money to do their dirty work. You've got people reselling this information, and you've got to have a way to collect the money for that. You've got people laundering the money. So it's likely a collaboration of criminal organizations that each have their own areas of expertise working together on these kinds of attacks. And it's unlikely that many of these groups are just working on Cinewalt. They probably collaborate on a number of these different types of Trojans and bots.
Sure. I mean, does this attack seem to be slowing down or growing, or do you think, like with others, it comes in waves?
It's a complex question. I'm not sure right now. I didn't look at our stats for Cinewall. It's one of the Trojans that we detect. It's not in the top 10 for the things we see, which is an important point. Yeah,
right.
This is a really troublesome and worrisome Trojan, but if all you're concerned about is this, you're missing most of the threats against you.
True.
Until there's not money in it, it's not likely to slow down very much. But this particular Trojan just attacks so many things. I mean, it attacks a program called AKMail, Crystal FTP Pro, Eudora, Flash FXP, Leech FTP, Outlook Express, Rhino Software, the Bat, Thunderbird. There's a variety of them, and it tries to interfere with communication when a variety of banking sites are found. And one of the interesting things about it is at least some versions of this Trojan, if you visit specific bank sites, it's actually going to insert code so that fields appear asking for information that aren't actually on the legitimate web page.
Wow. I mean, how does a business, or even a consumer for that matter, protect themselves from this sort of attack?
But one of the things is not opening attachments in email, because one of the methods used to distribute this Trojan are emails, and some of them look pretty legitimate. One of the ways that it's been sent before is there's a subject that says, "I'm await your reply," which for a native English speaker, you've got to understand that's not actually good sentence syntax.
Right.
But it says that you've been sending me messages that have malicious computer programs, and, you know, trying to make the person think that they're attacking another, or that another person thinks that the recipient's the attacker, and then tricks them into running the malicious software. So not opening attachments in email is a good way to help prevent yourself from becoming infected. Using current antivirus software, yeah, they change it a lot, but most of the damage is being done by versions that we actually do detect.
Right.
So keeping your antivirus software up to date, using a firewall can help.
Well, great, Randy. I definitely appreciate you taking the time speaking with us. Some valuable information there about how to stay safe from this sort of attack. If you have a question for Randy on this or any other topic, feel free to email him at askethejet@ejet.com. This is Matt Grant. You're listening to the Malware Report.